Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny,
hey, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barb, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Aloha, everybody.
This
Aloha,
is Friday.
Barbara.
And because it's Friday, Dale is here, and so is Richard. Hello there. How are you two doing?
Oh,
we're doing okay. I wanted to tell Barbara something, though. I watched on Netflix about Pamela Anderson, and I didn't know she was in Playboy. All right, did you know her?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she was 2 years before me, and I was on Baywatch Nights with David Hasselhoff, and I did see her, and I met her at the mansion, but by the time I came along, she was already having kids, you know, and she was ultra famous. She really wasn't, like, just always around all of us playmates. She would come, like, on Easter with her family. But, of course, I remember her. We all just thought she was great. I've always liked her. I just don't know
Seems, I'm watching the Netflix thing on her. I was very surprised how nice she was. And what hell she went through. It was unbelievable from the time she was a kid on up. And just
I don't know about the hell. Okay. Well, I've been watching all the publicity.
Do you get Netflix?
But I've been addicted to something else. But it pops up every time, but I'm watching something else right now. And I was going to watch it, but I didn't know. Because I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel, and she was talking about both her book and the documentary, and I didn't know anything about it. Just give me one example
Go to Netflix, go to search, and Pamela Anderson, and you'll see it.
I said it pops up every time, Dale. I mean, I have access. I'm a Netflix user, but I'm watching something else.
What are you watching?
I'll let you know, but oh my gosh, I need it in my life. It's called Good Witch. It's by Hallmark.
What?
Good Witch.
I watch everything on Hallmark. What do you? I didn't see that. Hallmark and Lifetime and what is this?
Well, it is a wonderful, wholesome family show that has Catherine Bell at the lead. And she is a person who is a clairvoyant and sees things. Like a person walks into the room and she'll say, "Hi, Ben," and turn around and it's them. And everybody just kind of knows her as that kind of, you know, special person.
Well, wait, she's on Hallmark?
It is a Hallmark series, yes. It's a 26 episodes, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's family, but it's good as far as you love her. You care about the little town. You want to see it because they talk to each other so respectfully.
Okay, Barbara, what is the name of it?
Good Witch.
Good Witch.
W-I-T-G-H. Okay. That's what I'm going to look for. All right.
Yes.
I think I saw.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, I've been watching Hallmark like crazy. I watched all the Christmas movies because everything that's on the news is depressing to me. So I can't watch the news anymore. So I'm watching Hallmark and Lifetime. You know, and Richard will come in the room and he'll go, "Oh, she's watching Christmas movies again."
unless they watch it. But you know what? If they did, they would love it, though. If they gave it a try. Like, my daughter came in and she's like, "You like that?" And I go, "You just have to watch one episode and you'll be, like, hooked because like the writers are
amazing." I know. I've been watching all the Christmas movies that they had on Hallmark, and I watched a movie with Henry Winkler in it, and it was so good. It was so good. I watched it two or three times. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's getting a lot of exposure right now. I watched him on the Hallmark.
So we're
going to
put the Facebook on hold for Walter until we're both feeling well the way we want to feel.
Yes, plus I like just talking to you now about this, and it gives me ideas to do, like our the sub shows of, like examining something more, you know, in depth instead of making the callers wait, you know. So because this is kind of the combination of that. So we want to do things on that. And I think we should do a little bit more on entertainment because we love the same things and it's so fun talking to
yes.
you about it. The reason I'm watching this, you guys, and I'm sure Dale too, we're sick of looking at bad stuff, you know, murder and the news. And
yeah.
that is
killing.
It's just over the top, you know, and it just gets to you.
Yeah.
So I just started doing this show and I am addicted to it. Like if I want me to feel good, I watch that because it's like, wow, they lift you up. The way the mother-daughter relationship is, it's exactly the age of my daughter. Hello, you know. And
it really
so
lifts you up. My
yeah.
husband
yes.
sat down, and he started watching him. He's like, cold as well, you know. Besides a 90-day thing, when it gets too deep, I just turn that off too. I'm getting to the point where I just want to watch good things, positive things.
Yeah.
I mean, because the world is so screwy that you know I want to watch some good things. How are we doing, Johnny? By the way.
I have a question. What is this about? You heard you said you've been doing a Facebook thing. What are you going to do?
I don't know
yet.
We've
already done one. I've already done a short for it. I just said what it is. It's little things Dale and I talk about we want
to
go more in depth with. Yes, Dale?
Okay.
Yeah. We want to do something on Facebook where people can see us. And, Johnny, you be a part of that to be the coordinator. And, you know, pick up the phone calls.
I'm doing it for Life After Happiness. I'm already working on something for Life After Happiness I told Johnny to be looking for of what we've talked about. And, well, I'll just tell you now since it's February, we've done many Valentine's special shows, Johnny and I, and I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to edit those up and make many shows out of them. It's more enjoyable. People don't have a big attention span. So just so you guys know, you should check out that short. It's on Facebook already that I actually sent to Johnny. And it's Dale and I talking about Meghan Markle. And I just titled it, You Think She Is For Real? You know, and a lot of people are watching it. And it's literally set like, 30 seconds or something. No, it's like seven minutes
that's cool.
out of an hour and 10-minute show. Like, do you know how many little mini shows we do? Because we talk about entertainment and we talk about a lot of things. And I think that people, you know, are tuning in for different things with that. So why not condense it? It's a great idea.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you something, Barbara, two things. One is that I got interviewed from New York, from this reporter. Many years ago, worked as a blackjack dealer at Harvey's Casino. Well, I was there when they had the biggest bomb in history go off. It was the first time in any casino anywhere that a bomb blew up the casino. So I don't even know how she found me, but I think I was a blurb somewhere and she found me. So she had me on the phone for 2 hours and she said it was a podcast and I had to sign a waiver and, that it was going to be on Apple. And, you know, I don't, that's all I know, as far as I know.
Have you done it yet?
Yeah, I did do it.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure we'll find out. You'll find out where it is. And it'll be so enjoyable.
Yeah,
because
when the bomb went off, I know who I used to deal to the bomber, blackjack. And on top of that, when the bomb went off in August 27th, 1980, Johnny, if you want to look that up, at Harvey's Casino, I was a high-limit dealer, so they put me down at Harvey's Inn, which was one of their smaller casinos because they needed professional people to, you know, man the money and stuff like that. And so
yeah.
I didn't know at $45 a shift that when the bomb blew up, I could have been killed, but I didn't even think of that. I was just dealing cards, you know, it was one of those things. And anyway, she interviewed me for 2 hours. And then she wanted a couple of my books, so I sent her the books. And I don't know, it's kind of cool.
That is, I was just going to ask you, is that in your book, one of your books?
Yes.
That story.
It's in Dare to Be Different. It's in Dare to Be Different. It's called the chapter is called Bombed Out.
And everybody, you can get that directly from Dale. All you have to do is go to DaleShears.com, and yes, add an S after Dale Shear, DaleShears.com. Right, Dale? And
yeah, with an S, DaleShears.com, yeah. Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com. If you go there and look under my books, you'll see the book, Dare to Be Different. And that was a very big seller in Hawaii. The funny thing behind it, when I wrote that book, it was my first book I ever wrote, but that was like giving birth to a baby, because that was all my emotions and all my feelings and everything on how I got from point A to point B, from being a blackjack dealer to a psychic. And professionally. And it was quite interesting. And I had that book, and I've read it several times, but I had so many people ask for that book. It was unreal. So,
it was amazing.
Good. I mean, but the funny story behind that is when it was, that book was special because at the time I had ordered, like, it's very popular then, so I ordered like 50, 60,000 copies.
Wow, that's
a
lot.
Yeah, I did. But what had happened was there was a hurricane in the island, and the books never got delivered to where they were supposed to go, you know, to the bookstores. And it was really crazy. And
that is horrible.
So I had to call people one by one to see if they wanted to buy my book. We're talking about 6,000 people. I had to call to see if they wanted to buy my book. And then on top of that, then they would ask for a reading. So it was kind of fun.
Well, that's good, because then you were more in touch with all of your fans. And actually, it's not horrible. It turned out great. And I didn't even mean to use
it
that
did.
Negative word. Yeah, it turned out
you
great.
You know, the
and
funny
still
thing
have
is,
some, still
I'm
have
sorry?
Some books to sell, right?
I have plenty. No, but I did sell quite a bit. No, I did sell quite a bit. And I have all my other books as well to sell. So if anybody wants any, they can call me directly at 808-372-1816. And then when I did the O.J. Simpson case, The Psychic Within, they flashed that book all over national television. So I also have that book as well. So
That's
I
great.
Autograph whatever somebody, you know, wants. So I was thinking about writing a book. And then when you're ready, Barbara, or, you know, we will do the show on Facebook, you know, as soon as you're feeling better and I feel up to it too. We'll do it as soon as you want.
I also got invited to do a podcast, and she's waiting until I get the right earphones. I have already gotten the right microphone, and she's so nice from the UK. A new big podcast about modeling, entertainment is one of their topics. And
that's exciting. That's exciting.
You know, like you're
the,
every time you
I
do
meant
an
to tell you guys, I went to see the movie 80 for Brady today.
Cool.
It was a cute.
I love
it was
Tom
cute.
Brady.
Yeah,
he's
it was
so cute.
Cute. It was, and the you know, with Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and all the people, and Sally Fields, and everybody was
the other
in
one.
It, and the theater
the
was
one.
Packed.
I got to
the
ask you something
packed.
As a psychic, yes, about that show, because I saw all of the ladies, Jane Fonda, the cute one that was married to Burt Reynolds, you know.
Sally. I don't know if
Sally
she was married
Fields.
To him, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think
well,
she was married to him.
Okay.
Rita
that
Moreno.
One, okay. Yes, just thank you, Richard, because, okay, I was watching the Jimmy Kimmel, and all the ladies were there, and behind, sitting up high, was Jane Fonda, Sally Fields, and that, what was her name, Richard Marino, the dancer?
Yeah,
Rita,
I can't.
Marino.
What?
Rita Moreno.
Okay. Yeah, Rita Moreno. She was very, very good in the movie, actually.
Okay. Do you think that Jane Fonda was totally annoyed with her in that interview that I watched?
Yes.
Yes. You noticed this?
Yes. I picked that up, too. I thought I was the only one picking that up. I don't know why, because she was acting.
She was trying to take it over, and it didn't matter.
No, Jane Fonda, I think Marina was upstaging her quite a bit with her sex talk, and she didn't want to go.
I love the Jane Fonda. I'm on her side because that lady was playing it dumb, which was so pathetic at her age especially. And going out there when you first arrive and you're dancing and it wasn't even good, and she's supposed to be the dancer. Lady, just go out there and be elegant and let the other ladies talk. I mean, it is annoying. And so, you confirmed it. It was so annoyed with her. Up to the point where Jane would even interrupt it, kind of like, they turned her microphone down really quickly when she was saying it to Sally Fields up on the upper level. Like, well, this doesn't have anything to do with what, you know what I mean? You could read what she's saying.
She actually upstaged her in the movie as well, but she was very good. And that's what I was really concerned, because normally Jane Fonda is a phenomenal actress, and she kind of played it back. I mean, she kind of, it didn't come out but the way she would have liked it. I don't know if that's when she was going through her cancer just recently or what, but the movie itself, I mean, I wish I was into football, but I'm not. But my husband, he loved it because he remembered the game that they're talking about. And, you know, did you know it was a true story? And they showed the four women. They showed the four women, the actual four women, that this was about and how they loved Tom Brady so much.
I didn't even know. Now I really do want to see it, because I was wondering why. Because I did go to a movie, you guys, too, to the theater, which it's been a long time for me. I send my daughter with her friends, but we went and saw Avatar, the water.
How did you like Avatar? That?
Well, I didn't mind that I had forgotten something, so I could, like, go for a walk for a few minutes. I mean, it's over 3 hours, and I can see how she would love it. She did love it, but, you know, my mind was wandering. I was just glad to sit with my daughter and have popcorn and be near her.
Actually, and I want to do a pick with Johnny, you and me, real quick, for the Oscars, because one of my best friends she does the Oscars for SAG. She votes, you know. And I saw quite a few of the movies already. There's a couple I won't see, which, you know, are boring. But I was talking to her, and my girlfriend who does this, who votes on it, she feels that Elvis, the movie Elvis, will win for the best picture. My feeling is I hope he does. But before that, one of the best movies I have seen is The Whale. It's very depressing and it's very sad, but it's about a man who is so heavy and so fat that he can't leave his house. And they've never showed that in a movie ever before. And the guy's name was Brandon. I can't think of the last name, but Brandon.
Frazier.
Yeah, he played the
good actor.
Oh, beyond good. He played the whale, and you saw what he went through being that heavy. I mean, they had to put stuff on his body and all that to make him heavier, but it showed how he couldn't get through the door. He couldn't go outside. He would have to leave money outside just for a pizza. He couldn't stop eating, and it showed the cause was because his boyfriend died, and he never got over it. But it showed that, and they are
His boyfriend. Oh.
His boyfriend. He was gay.
They were live-in? live-in
No, we're talking about the movie.
Married. I just was curious. I don't. Now I kind of remember seeing the whale, the makeup for it. Is it now? I'm realizing yes, Brendan Fraser, one of my favorites. Okay, I've got to watch The Whale, Elvis, and I already saw
and
Avatar.
Of course,
I didn't know, is that up for it?
No, Avatar. They're saying is below par, didn't make it, and it's not gonna. It's not gonna even be in the running. But Tom Cruise's movie, they say is. They're thinking between Tom Cruise's movie and actor is going to be between Brendan Fraser and Austin, who played Elvis. Because if you look at Elvis's movie, that gentleman studied him for 2 years. And I was just watching him on a late night thing on Jimmy Fallon. He was saying how he didn't know that he was going to get the part. But he hired dancer, actor, and singer to teach him how to do all this. And it happened to be a friend of Elvis's to teach him how to do all this. And then he auditioned for the part and got it.
He really wanted it.
Mm-hmm. So it's between him and Brendan Fraser as best actor. And I can't believe one thing, Johnny. Brendan Fraser got a standing ovation for 6 minutes on his role in the movie The Whale.
Wow.
Like I said, you have to be in the mood to see it. And you have to understand people that are overweight and what they go through and how they really want to lose the weight, but they gave up. But at the same time,
well,
he was like,
I can see how that could happen because after a certain amount of time and weight, it's like so almost impossible to just live normally and lose the weight. You have to do something extra, which is really try. And when you're that depressed over a lost one that you loved, your love of your life, I could see how you could just say, the only thing that makes me feel good at all is eating. So I get it. I get how it could happen.
I'm just the opposite. I'm the opposite. When I'm upset, I can't
eat
at all. Thank God. No,
you're upset. You don't eat.
But anyway, which of the movies do you feel is, and I want Johnny's opinion too, is going to win the best picture, best actor?
Well, I haven't seen any of them.
Give us a week to go see. You know, give us a week. We can answer your questions.
Okay.
And make it fun. I always usually do catch up on all the Oscar nominated
movies. Did you see Everything Everywhere?
It sounds familiar. I'm not, probably
everything,
not.
Everything, that's what, I don't know, all these kids are saying that that's going to be the best movie. But it's one of those movies that is so bizarre. It's bordering on metaphysical and normality. It's talking about alternate realities, and it's showing every alternate reality that the person goes through. It was very strange to me. But at the same time,
I did see the interview on it. That's the only thing I've been doing is watching the press stuff. So thank you, Dale. And you know what? I'm going to go right online right now while you're talking and get a little list of what's up for the Oscars so everybody can go along and watch. What? Oh, my God.
What?
Richard
would you guys
call.
Leave us what's alone? We're having a conversation here. We should be having this on Facebook.
Well, anyway.
But when I feel better, everybody, you know, you can hear I have a chest cough. Whatever. I'm doing fine.
Johnny wants
good.
To say something. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, just letting you know, we have some callers waiting when they're ready, so.
Okay, we're ready. I'm ready.
Right.
I just haven't talked to Barbara. I haven't talked to her. I haven't talked to her in 2 weeks.
The area code 780. This is Jay. You're live on the air with Psychic Dale Scheer.
Hey, Dale.
Hi, Jay.
Steve.
Where are you calling from, sweetie?
Hey, I'm calling from Canada, Western Canada.
Wow. Have you been listening to our show?
Yes, it's been really interesting so far. I mean... I haven't watched like that, but I know Brendan Fraser was actually in The Mummy a long time ago. I didn't know he was acting again. So,
Oh yes, he was in The Mummy, and he was awesome.
Yeah, Yep, it'll come back.
Yeah, great.
But if you get to see the movie, I mean, you have to be in the right frame of mind because it can bring you down. But at the same token, he was so positive about life. As heavy as he was, maybe 600 or 700 pounds, and he couldn't even, you know, he couldn't get out of the house. He couldn't do nothing. He had a kid, and, you know, he was married at one point. But I thought the best actress supporting would have been the girl that played in The Whale as his daughter. To me, she did an acting role that was unbelievable, but she was not nominated, and it's sad. Okay, how can I help you, young man?
Oh, thank you. I was talking about a job thing about last time I was talking to you, Dale. And, well, they're offering like another 2 months instead of the date that's ending February 24th. So if I say yes, so they're going to discuss it. But is it going to go through or not go through? Or should I just continue on my plan of looking for another job right now?
I'm having a problem with your voice. Do you have a cold as well?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
No cold.
What is this job for?
So my job termination is on February 24th, but it was called today regarding extension for another couple of months. So
why that is happening, they can't find anyone to replace you. That is a simple truth. And as soon as they do find someone to replace you, you're out of there. So if you need the money, go ahead and work. But if you don't, then I would, you know, or do both. Look around for another job because there are plenty. I know in the U.S. there's gobs of them. I'm sure it's that way in Canada too. We can't get anybody to work here.
Okay. I'm going to make a decision for Monday, and they're going to talk about it. But he said he's not going to pursue it unless I say yes, and then he's going to pursue it. And he's got to talk it over with.
How do you feel financially? Can you make it without this particular job?
Well, I'd say no because it's going to buy me some time right now to look for another job. So
there you go. That's the total answer. The answer is yes. Take this job for a few months, and while you're doing it, put out your resumes on Indeed or wherever. Put them out and really, really look for something, and you will get what you want.
Okay. Awesome. I'll keep working on my resume this weekend.
And then you can give them.
Yeah.
Then you, at that point, you can give them your notice, but you don't need to be eliminated and feel the way you're feeling. Just look at it as a temporary job for the moment.
That's a good way of looking at it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Why did you want to stay? Did you want to stay with this company?
Well, just for a couple more months, but I was surprised they offered that to me because they didn't. They're moving the section to another little city, but the city that they're moving it to, they're not ready. They're not ready, so that's the reason why too. So, yeah.
Well, you know, that's what they're telling you. That's what they're telling you, but it's not true. They haven't found anybody to replace you to their liking. And why wouldn't they take you to the other city? Do you not want to go?
I'm established here right now, so it's a big another big change. I used to live in a city before, but I moved there, geez, from 20 years ago. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck to you, and let us know what happens. Okay.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Dale. Thanks, Barbara. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm glad they listened to our show and our chatter. I can't wait. Barbara, I can't wait till we start doing Facebook. You know, I'm not real happy about anybody seeing the way I look, you know. I mean, you look great.
We all look good anyway, even without makeup. We do. We look all great. We're healthy.
That is true. We're good.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't wear much makeup, but you look great without makeup. You look phenomenal without makeup. You look better without makeup than you do with makeup.
Thank you. I haven't even been wearing much makeup. I've just been getting so many nice things to put on my skin. I got some in the mail. Nobody even left their return information. And I know it's like one of those things like, oh, put this in a post and thank you, here's your free stuff. It's really good, but I can't find these people. I just thought, and it's so good, Dale.
I guess, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, Johnny, go ahead. Go ahead.
Next one. Carla, you are live on the air with psychic Dale Shear.
Thanks, Johnny. Hi,
Carla.
Barbara. Hi, Dale. Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, my favorite. Yeah. Oh, you must be. Are you pounded by snow yet, or are you starting to get some snow?
No, not at all.
No.
We've been very lucky. Yeah, it's been great.
They've been showing on the news that you're finally getting snow.
Nope. No snow. It was just flurries, and it lasted like maybe 5 minutes. No snow.
Are you upstate? Are you upstate? Long Island?
I'm in the city. No, I'm in New York City, so yeah.
How weird.
No, we've had good weather. Yeah.
Well, I'm from Jersey, so I totally understand. I have been wishing for snow forever. I'm sitting here in Nevada at the moment in by the Lake Tahoe, and it was snowing. It's supposed to snow this weekend, but it was really snowing. It was awesome. I loved it. A nice fireplace and everything. It was wonderful.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Anyway, how can
by the fire.
How can I help you, sweetie?
Yes, so my condo is on the market. It's been on the market for a couple of months. I had a couple of offers. They weren't good enough. And I'm wondering when you see me getting a solid offer.
Within 2 months. Within. That could be day one, tomorrow, to 2 months. Even though the interest rates are higher, you need to do a little bit more fixing in your place. I know it's really nice, but what part of, is it a two-bedroom or three-bedroom condo?
It's a three-bedroom.
Okay. And you're asking quite a bit. What do you overlook?
It's priced well. It's priced well for New York. And actually, everything looks good. There's nothing to be fixed. We've had a lot of interest, actually. There's one interested party that may make an offer soon, so I was just wondering if you picked that up. But no, it's a great apartment. It's a move-in ready condition.
Wait, hold on. Don't doubt me when I say something needs to be fixed, because that could be a pipe that you don't know that's about to break, or it could, and I'm not wishing it on you, but usually I'm 100% right on these things. It's just something in the apartment that's not quite right. It's very minor, but it will be fixed.
Okay.
All right. How much are you asking? Hello?
I think she got disconnected. She was actually supposed to be the first caller. And then she got disconnected, and then I had to put her through again. So she's probably having some...
Well, maybe she'll call back, Johnny.
She will.
Johnny,
I'm sure
do you have her
like
phone
her
number? So, do you have her phone number?
No, but I know her area code, so I know what to look for.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll call back. Okay,
do you
want
to go
there?
Like
another one or what?
I like specific questions.
This is Filson. And you're live on the air with Psyche Dale Shear.
And who is this?
Filson.
Can the person talk?
Filson.
Filson, are you there?
He's apparently not there, Johnny.
Yes, I'm here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you are. What is your name?
Filson.
Would you spell that?
I.
Can you
spell?
You're not spelling your name. Or you're talking too slow.
It's F as in Friday. I as in igloo. L as in Larry. S as in Saturday, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy.
That is beautiful. What kind of name is that? What nationality?
Somali.
Somali. Okay, very interesting, because I work in Hawaii a lot, and I've done people from all over the world, but never anybody from Somali. So how can I help you, sweetheart?
I was wondering if you see anything coming up for me in love.
There was somebody you really loved a lot, and there was a lot of hurt involved, and you turned your back away from love for a while, but it seems now you're coming back around to, well, gee, maybe I'll be with someone else or take a chance on it, correct?
Yeah.
Can you respond a little quicker?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes, I mean.
I don't know what you're doing, but please pay attention. I do see you getting involved with somebody within the next few months, but where are you, you know, where are you living now?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Nice place. It'll be a friend of a friend that introduces you to somebody if you want to get involved, but it's going to be up to you if you want to go out with the person.
Okay,
Johnny, next person. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Johnny?
I'm here.
Next person, please.
Okay. Marie, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
You know, Johnny, I'm having a problem understanding you. Is that because you still have a cold?
I might be. A little bit, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Marie.
Just kind of nasal. Okay. Are you saying Marie?
Marie, yes.
Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Marie.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Marie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada as well.
My God, we have a lot of Canadians. How lovely. Are you in the French side or the other side?
English. English.
Okay. Where?
Where? Oh, British Columbia.
Oh, British Columbia. Okay. So how can I help you, sweetheart?
I'm just looking for a general reading, actually. I've had a lot of ups and downs lately, and I'm hoping things are going to, like, stable out.
If you want a general real reading, that you would have to call me, you know, directly. But I can just say this much. You have been through hell and back. You have tried a lot of different things. You're not sure of what you really want to do at this point. There's been people around you, but sometimes you're not that social. You tend to be more inward. You're really, you know, a nice person. You have a lot to give. You belong helping people, doing something with helping. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, some of it. Definitely, I belong, well, you know, I'm already well into my career and I do help people, yeah. People.
Is it a nurse or a psychologist or what?
No, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Okay, what do you do to help people?
I support them in a work environment. So it's a professional environment. So it's sales.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, you just I can't give you a whole reading because we don't do that. We'll go with one question only, specific question. So that I can help other people. But do you have a specific question?
Yeah. Do you see anything with in the next, I don't know whether you can do 6 months, a year for
No,
meeting.
One question. One specific question, not 6 months or a year. Definitely you will move by the summer if you want to. You go up and back about it. You vacillate back and back about it. You think, yeah, I do, yeah, I don't, yeah, I do, yeah, I don't. And you're not sure exactly where you want to live. But you will be able to move by the summer.
okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Johnny, back to Barbara.
All right.
Back to Barbara. Yes.
I'd like somebody with a little more energy, Barbie.
This may be weird.
So what else?
But that caller before, the Filson, okay, P-H, okay, P-H, Filson. This is a name I never heard of, but I swear that was happening before, like this was a deja vu, and it lasted for so long. I could have said deja vu, but I didn't want to interrupt you, Dale. I swear that happened before. I swear that happened like two shows
well,
ago.
You know, with our luck, it probably did. It probably did. So what I was going to ask you is, so are you gathering all the stuff together for our Facebook of all the things we're going to talk about and do?
All we have to do is go listen to one show, and there's like about 10 in there of like little things we talk about. It's very conversational. And I do know that it seems like Johnny and Richard get energy because people are waiting. But I don't see the problem with it since they're still enjoying the show as they wait. You know, we usually get to every single person. One may not get through. And so stop worrying, everybody. Let us do an interesting show. That's all I say.
Yeah,
we like to talk.
I agree.
About upcoming events and what's going on. But going, Barbara, I really think you should see if you want to, the whale. And also, but again, it's kind of a downer, the whale. And did you see Elvis yet?
No. See, I bet a lot
of people
are
watching you. What is wrong with you?
I think because when it comes to just a when it comes to a series, I don't care about anything else. When I turn on that TV switch, I watch what I'm addicted to, which is that show. I swear, Good Witch. That's all I watch.
Well, I do that with the 90-day thing. I get so obsessed with the heavy people, the girls, the Slayton sisters. I'm just like, I'm sitting there, and you can put a banner up through my head, and Richard will walk in the room and go, oh, you're watching that again, and then he leaves, He doesn't like
it.
I love the Slayton sisters, and she's having a baby, one of the sisters, and I'm freaked out about that, and I'm looking at the Israeli couple that I'm really into because the Israeli couple they're going to move to Israel, but then there's a war going on for real, and the mother doesn't want them to move, and so I want to see how that turns out, and then each one I'm trying to keep them separate because they're all so good, and then you have Jovi and Yara.
But what if we can't really add another series right now, but we can at least try to brush up on all of our movies that are up for Oscars. I mean, people put their blood, sweat, and tears into these things. If it wins an Oscar, it's good. So it's not like we're asking people to do too much here. Go see all of the Oscar movies. We want to get you involved, right, Dale? And
right.
Johnny,
well, I haven't seen all because some of it is just not my cup of tea, like Tar. I talked to my girlfriend who actually she makes reviews for the Oscars, and she votes, and she was saying, whatever you do, don't go see Tar because it's just so boring, and it's unbelievable because Kate Blanchett is an awesome actress. She didn't know who she wanted to pick for the supporting actress or the best, So it's going.
Wow.
I think it's going to be interesting. You know, this Sunday they have the Grammys. Are you aware of that?
Oh yes, of course. Oh yes, my friend. He is a music producer, and he said, "I go, oh, if you're not busy, da da da." And he's like, "Yes, I actually am. The Grammys." And yeah, I got reminded about that today. Definitely.
and those people are so talented. So that's a great show.
I'm surprised. I am very surprised that you're not going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, not if I can't watch my Seahawks. I'm not striving to it that much. No, TV is fine. If my Seahawks were going there, yes, I would have made it. But no, they're not.
Well,
TV's the best.
I'm just going to watch Hallmark because I can let my husband and Richard watch the football game. I just don't know anything about football. Did I tell you about Dick Butkus? Did I tell you about that?
No. What's going on with him?
Oh, I went to a party many years ago, Joe Montana party out at one of the casinos at Harvey's or Harris. And Dick Butkus was there, and we got to talking quite a bit. And I remember, I was so embarrassed now that I think about it. I was telling him, you know, I didn't know he was as famous as he was in football. And I said, I don't know anything about football. I'm really sorry. And he said, you know what? I don't either. Anyway, he talked to me. He talked to me for a long time. And we sat next to each other. And he slipped me both his phone numbers, which I proceeded to tear up. But it was kind of,
yeah.
You know, I don't know who he was. Johnny, do you know who he was?
Know.
No, I don't know.
Yes.
And Johnny doesn't know much.
I had a neighbor. I love, like, Tim Corso I worked with. Oh, my gosh. I love a lot of the football players. The guy who's on there right now, the big, burly, kind of bald, blonde head, blue-eyed, round guy. Oh, my gosh. He was my neighbor. It's hard to think on cold medicine, but these people, I love them. I love coaches.
Well, I was going to ask.
Oh, my gosh, I love
you
coaches. Yes?
Well, what do you think of Tom Brady retiring and then re-retiring, losing his wife and his kids, buying a house right next door to her, and now he's retiring again? What do you think?
Okay. Did he now retire and unretire again? Because I just don't know which one it is. Did he do it two times, and this is the third time?
Two times. This is the second one.
I think he already went back. But then he went back and he lost the game. He didn't make it to the Super Bowl. So I haven't heard since then anything about him. I just figured.
This was just a few days ago. It was just a few days ago that he retired again.
He's really cute. But if it has anything to do with like his wife and all that, I could care less. I think he's hot and sexy when he's playing football, when he's got that outfit on and he's holding that trophy. When he comes off there, I really don't care what he's doing. I don't. To me, that's so unattractive because it's like he's got a ball and chain there. She's turned out to be not so great in the interviews and all the paparazzi, like, you know, having an affair with your jujitsu instructor is all over the place.
Wait,
no,
I didn't hear that. What happened?
Absolutely no apology to the man. And here he's trying to live near her so he can see the kids and still play what he loves that made them have this wonderful lifestyle. Yes, she was a model, but why make him retire? He's great when he plays football. Like, why are you making him do anything? I don't like her anymore. I don't care about her.
Who did she have an affair with?
Her jiu-jitsu instructor.
When was that? How long ago?
That is right before he got a divorce.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I agree, but her stance was this. She has never spent any holidays with him ever, her and the kids, and he promised her that he would retire. And then he turned around and reneged on it. That's what happened.
Maybe he was suspicious that he was retiring for a person who was having an affair. We don't really know.
I don't know that he
details.
I didn't know if he knew she was having an affair then.
It all came out probably the same day the whole world found out when they saw the photographs.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, go to show you. I know nothing about football. Okay,
right.
Johnny,
and so I don't care. That's not football. Let's talk about football after the Super Bowl, about who wins.
Okay. Do you want to do?
You have a 509 number waiting, which is from where I was born. I see it here. Are you going to let them?
We do have a 509 number, and it's Richard.
Oh, it's
why
Richard?
Is Richard calling?
See? Yeah, why? Why do you have him there? Put him on like the. He should have a separate thing for guests, so you don't think he's like a caller waiting to be talked to.
Huh.
I didn't
okay.
do anything, but I'm innocent until proven guilty. Yeah,
there's that
okay.
Hope.
Do you want to do
one
more
like
caller?
Do you want to do one more caller? No wonder we can't hear him. Well, we can't hear him very well. It's not clear.
Yeah, Johnny, what's going on?
I was just going to say, do you want to put one more caller through?
Sure, we'll put one more caller through. I'm not sure about this, but go ahead.
Right. Patricia, you're live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Yes, hello.
Okay. Hi, who is this? I'm sorry?
Yes, my name is Patricia.
Patricia, how pretty. Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow, lately we've been getting a lot of Ohio people and Canadians. Unreal.
We sure
Unreal.
Have.
How can I help you? Yeah, how can I help you?
Yes. Yes. I'm talking to...
You got to talk faster because we're running out of time.
Yes. I am where I'm living at. I've been feeling so much negativity, being psychically attacked. But also, it's and me living here in
this
Cleveland, Ohio, and in this building, tenant, you know, has some making false claims.
The best way I can tell you how to handle it, and I'm only going to say this short and sweet: put up a mirrors right next to you, surrounding you, and have them face outward to the people that are attacking you for whatever reason they're attacking you. And wish it to go back to them, and that's the best I can tell you. Okay, but thank you for calling.
All right, thank you,
Johnny.
Ma'am. Yes.
Did we have?
Yes.
I knew I didn't want to take that, Barbara.
Yes.
Barbara, did I not?
Yes, I am
I
here.
Didn't want to take. I
know,
said I didn't want to take that, yeah. And that's the end of me taking calls.
I know. When
anyway,
you don't want to, you shouldn't do it.
I didn't want to. Anyway, let's give out my
phone number.
Phone number and email. I mean, where they can reach
website.
You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. We really hope you enjoyed this show. It was fun. I think that we had a lot of great conversations, and we're going to have a lot more. So always be in tune. And we will get to you because we have Facebook, and I love Facebook. I have over 100,000 followers now. And Dale has a Facebook, too. She also has a website. Psychic Dale Shear has a direct phone number that you can call all week long for your booking for your one-on-one psychic reading. Here it is, 808-372-1816. Repeating. 808-372-1816. And you can also find out more about her and how to order your personally autographed book. She has like 5 to 10 books. She's writing a book now. You can get yours signed. Just drop her a line at daleshears.com. It's her website, daleshears.com. Don't forget the S. All right, Dale. Well, thank you so much for all those great readings, and it was so fun to talk to you, and I missed you when Johnny was sick last week.
Yeah, I missed you, too, but I wanted Johnny to get better. He's never sick, so I wanted him to get better, and I really miss you, and please, during the week, would you please call me and inform me about what is going on with the Facebook and how I can contribute?
Yes. Now that I am learning even more about how to make great boundaries, not that I'm against helping other people out there and traveling all around the world to help those people for nothing, but I'm right here for you guys. Life, laughter, happiness, and our wonderful ventures that go on forever. So thanks, you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Hi, Richard. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yes. I can hear you better now. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
And thank you, Johnny. We're glad you're
here. Aloha, Johnny. Aloha, Barbara.
Thank you.
Signing
okay.
off. Aloha, you guys. Have a great
Bye-bye.
Weekend.
And Barbara, don't forget to answer the phone when I call you, please, okay?
I will. I promise.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay.